Dreamscape Lore presents Fire Brigade, written by James David Victor. Read for you by Trevor Wilson. Chapter 1. The Kobold Princess. Outer Systems. Quadrant 3. Damala System.
The vessel has failed to comply. 3-3 squad, you are a go.
Major Ovid's words reverberated through Kiel Hennedy's suit, transmitted directly from the Imperial warship that hung in space behind them, like a vast, two-part, steel-blue shadow against the canopy of night. Not that Kiel exactly heard things, he thought, as the airlock opened on their drone transport onto the long-nosed, fat-bellied merchant ship below them. He was, after all, a robot. A robot inside a robotic suit of power armor, inhabited by a downloaded consciousness. A soul, in Imperium parlance. Private First Class Hennedy felt the sudden burst of gases as the drone ship released its last atmospheres. He felt the sucking draw of the void, saw the glitter of space, and...
Whoa.
He scissor-kicked as he rolled through the night, seeing the orange orb of the gas giant Damala 3 appear on his right, with stars ahead, stars below, stars above. A moment of vertigo as the gas giant, the drone transporter they had come in, and the merchant ship ahead spun around him.
Mind over matter.
It was ridiculous that he could feel vertigo. He was a robot, or a digitally encoded consciousness. He had no stomach to churn or eardrums to pop. He was no biological. But some habits were hard to break, and Kiel still felt an echo of that terror as a part of him realized, once again, that he had just flung himself out into the endless, ever-hungry, ever-freezing void. "Lafferty, you're off course," Kiel heard Tobin Vandale's urgent voice over their squad channel, and cast an eye to his right to see that Private First Class Lafferty, one of their six, was indeed starting to tumble. He had misjudged his kick and was spinning perilously close to another 3-3 Marine, Private First Class Venez.
"Watch it,"
Venez growled a moment before the two collided and spun off course, for a second looking like balletic zero-G dancers as they caught each other's arms.
"Stars, damn it," Kiel muttered,
but he had no time to voice an opinion. All six of their squad were supposed to be in formation, following the flickering green vector that their helmet visor presented for them that showed a path straight toward the slowly drifting merchant ship, the Kobold Princess.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?